Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 20. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herd and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert and thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and test you so that you, in the end, it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirm his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods in worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. God bless the reading of his word.
Beginning of the new year, we usually greet one another, Happy New Year. To live a year happy is good. But our God is more concerned about living right than living happy. So today I'm going to start off with a message of reminding all of us how to live right in the new year. If we live in accordance to God's will, we will for sure will live a year right. Today's scripture is, the background is Moses is giving a message to his people, the Israelites. Moses, who has led his people out of bondage of slavery in Egypt, and he was supposed to lead them into the promised land right away. But because of the unbelief of the people, God said, nobody over the age of 20 can enter into the promised land because they don't trust, they don't believe in God. And they end up wandering in the desert for 40 years until every adult whom God rescued from Egypt have died, with the exception of two, which is Caleb and Joshua. So now, after 40 years, when all the adults, the unbelieving adults, are dead, God ordered Moses to lead his people into the promised land finally. And Deuteronomy is in that background that Moses is preparing them finally to enter into the promised land. It's a new land of, it's a new future. But how Moses wants them to know to how to live rightly in the new promised land. It's just like us, as we have a fresh new year in front of us. How do we live a life, our year, pleasing to God? So as we start 2017, this passage we just read today, Deuteronomy 8, have many principles that are applicable to us. The first principle is do not forget God's blessings in tough times. That is in the first half of the passage. Do not forget God's blessing in tough times. Moses and his people have experienced 40 years in the wilderness. There are lessons to learn from the past trial wilderness experience. These were tough times. Every difficult situation in our lives carries with it the possibility of benefit of equal or greater values. It really depends on how we respond and learn from these trials. For the Israelites, first they learned how to trust God. In verse 2, it says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years." In the past 40 years, the Israelites learned to trust God. In the wilderness, they cannot grow food, make clothes, let alone defeat their enemies. They have to trust in God's provision. They have no other alternatives but to trust Him. So in difficult times, learn to trust God. Second, they learned to be humble. Verse 3 says, "He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known." Humility is learned from the school of affliction. It is hard to be humble when everything you did is successful and you are always in control. It's only in defeat, in failures, that you learn to be humble. When I raised my children, Winnie took Winnie to piano lessons, and sometimes we took her to piano competitions. Now, like every parent, you know, you wish, you hope your child would do well in competition. But have you learned that failure is as valuable as winning first prize? It is through failure. Sometimes we need, during the competition or recitals, she totally bombed out. You know, she forgot the tension, the pressure was just too high. You know, she just stopped there. Cannot remember a thing. And it really helped to humble her. And I think we all need that. We need, through the test of hunger, Israelites learned that everything is from God and nothing from ourselves. So humbleness in failure, in afflictions, help us to realize that we are small. We need to trust our big God. Third, Israelites learned that God's discipline reflects his love. Sometimes we are in trial, we have calamities. We think that God does not love us. But in verse 5, Moses said, "Know that in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you." God loves us and God disciplines us. Trial, discipline, strengthen us. So do not think that the layoff that you experience means that God does not love you. The disease that you have experienced means that God has forsaken you. Do not think that. God used tough, difficult times to strengthen us. There was once this little boy who watched a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. He watched the cocoon, the butterfly struggling through a tiny hole in the cocoon. And the butterfly strained, you know, struggled, you know, truly exhausted and rest and continued to struggle. You know, it's really is a sight that the little boy don't want to see. Because seeing this butterfly struggle through this almost impossible tiny little hole. But finally, after repeating struggling and resting, the butterfly finally come out, totally exhausted. But after a while, the butterfly regained strength and flapped the wings and fly away. So the next one, he saw the butterflies, another butterfly come out of a cocoon. So he thought that the little boy says, "Use a tiny little scissors and try to make the cocoon, the hole, a little bit bigger." Sure enough, the butterflies come out much faster, easier, because the hole is bigger now. But as soon as the butterfly come out, rest, the butterfly's wing is just too weak. He cannot fly. So the butterfly just withered, can never fly again. Because the string, the wing, is not strong enough. Trial strengthened us. And God used the 40 years of wilderness experience to strengthen his people who used to come out as slaves with no organization, no experience in warfare, no, just all their life is just listening to orders. And God strengthened, formed his people to become a powerful army of God. The wilderness was God's cocoon for his people. Nothing reveals the true self like the difficulties in time. For the Israelites, during the 40 years, they learned to make choices, to obey or disobey God. When they are thirsty, do they praise or do they grumble? Facing the giants in front of them, do they go back? Or do they go forward or do they go back, return to Egypt? So in 2017, I don't know what kind of difficulty you will face at school, at work, in your relationship. I don't know what difficulty you will face. So do you choose to trust God? I hope we will all choose to trust and obey. When we choose to trust and obey, notice this passage gives us some principle. In verse 1 of chapter 8 says, "Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase, and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers." And in verse 6, says, "Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him." So here we notice that our obedience should be first to be careful. Be careful in obedience. We have to observe God's command. And second, our obedience should be universal. To observe every command. We are not to choose, pick and choose what commands we want to follow God. Moses says, follow every command. Observe and follow every command. And finally, we need to have the right attitude. To revere, we need to have a holy reverence to God. So help us in this new year to obey God with care, with every command, and with the right attitude of holy fear, knowing that God has prepared something good for us in the new year. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a new future and a future." 2017, God have a plan for you to grow in deeper knowledge of him. God will use difficulty to strengthen you. God will test you, just like he tested the Israelites. But it is up to us how to respond, to learn from these trials, to respond, to grow. So, do not forget the Lord in tough times. And second is, do not forget the Lord in good times. That's the second part of the passage. Moses does not want the Israelites to forget that their Lord God was their liberator and leader. In verse 14, says, "Your heart will, the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Your God is the one who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He is your liberator." God is your liberator. And verse 15, "He led you through the vast and dreadful, dreadful desert." He is also our leader. So never forget that God free us from our bondage of sin. And God is the one who leads us everywhere. So once they settled and become prosperous, do not forget their root. and do not forget their Lord. Spiritual danger happens when people have full stomach and a satisfied heart. Verse 12, Moses warned them, "When you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, there's the risk. Then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt." So Moses warned the Israelites, and God warns us today, that how in year 2017, do not forget God when you are prosperous. If we do, we will become proud. And in verse 6:17, it says, "You may say to yourself that my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." You will forget that God free you. God is your liberator and God is your leader. And you will think that these are all by myself. You will forget your root. Paul, Apostle Paul, in a letter to Timothy, asked Timothy to remind his people, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment." So in 2017, God may bless you with many material blessings. Do not forget God. Do not think that it is by your strength that you have achieved all this. As pastors, I've seen many people, new immigrants who come to our church. In the beginning, they are very devout because they just arrived at the country, they work hard and clinging on to God. But then some of them, after a few years, become established and they settle down, have a good job, building wealth, becomes prosperous, bought a house, later on even bought a cottage. Maybe some of them have a yard. And then they stop coming to church on Sunday. So today, the great challenge of our faith as we face 2017, do not really come from other religion or even from atheism. Rather, it is materialism that is our greatest challenge. Casual Christians is our greatest challenge. Who are the casual Christians? They are Christians who claim to believe in God, but live their lives as if God does not exist. Casual Christians protest, react toward against secularism or humanism, but embrace themselves in the secular way of life, loving money, loving things more than loving God. So we need to be warned. Moses warned his people as they face their new future. And Moses warned of them of the these are have carry fatal consequence. Verse 19 and 20 says, if you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship them and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. So these are not just simple matters. It is a life and death situation. If you do not, if you forget God, these are carries fatal consequence. In the last book of the Bible, God warns the church. And one of the church is called the Church of Laodicea. In Revelation chapter 3, if you can turn to the Bible, Jesus warned the Church of Laodicea. In chapter 3, verse 14, to the angel of the church in Laodicea, writes, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. See, 2017, our church theme is to pray continually, taken from 1 Thessalonians 5. It reminds us to have a renewed relationship with God. Remind us to pray to God in tough times and in good times. Pray continually is not difficult to understand, but it's difficult to practice. So help us in this coming year, not just to live happy, but to live right, and not to forget our Lord, our God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your words as we begin the new year. May the message you spoke through your servant, Moses, be impressed in our hearts and mind, so that we will not forget you in tough times and in good times. Help us to live 2017 in trust and in obedience to you. May your name be glorified, and may we constantly be in communion with you. In Jesus' name we pray.